This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said on Saturday that there was currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 and have antibodies are protected from a second coronavirus infection. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
In a scientific brief, the agency warned governments against issuing immunity passports or risk-free certificates to people who have been infected, as their immunity is not guaranteed. The practice could actually increase the risks of spreading coronavirus, as people who have recovered may ignore advice on taking precautions. Chile said last week it would begin handing out health passports to people who had developed antibodies to the virus. They could immediately rejoin the workforce. The WHO said it continued to review the evidence on antibody responses to COVID-19. Most studies have shown those who have recovered do have antibodies to the virus, but others have shown very low levels of neutralizing antibodies in their blood, which suggests an immune response that does not involve antibodies may be critical for recovery.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at four hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests.
It's down to about 1,100 new cases. Only in this crazy reality would 1,100 new cases be relatively good news, right?
New York's 300 laboratories have ramped up capacity with the aim of doubling output to 40,000 tests per day.